OSI. So a little bit about me. I'm Dan. I work on systemd, and I also maintain the MakeOSI tool, which is a sister tool of systemd. And I work in my day job at the Linux user space team at Meta. So specifically, why do we want to do this? Well, systemd is a pretty low-level user space project. So running its integration tests is not as trivial as it is for a regular project. So specifically, we want to make sure that we don't accidentally brick the host machine, which when you're running something like systemd becomes rather easy. We also want to minimize the requirements that are needed to run the systemd integration tests, so that regardless of which machine you actually run them on, or regardless of which machine you're hacking on, you can still run the tests. This is especially important for new contributors, because that's at the moment the barrier for writing a new integration test is pretty high. We want to make that lower. We don't want any host system details to leak into the integration tests. So currently, that actually happens quite a bit, and it means that you often get a failure, for example, on a CI machine that you can't reproduce locally. And when that happens, it's usually a huge pain to figure out what's going wrong and how to fix it. So we want to try and make these tests more reproducible, regardless of the machine that they're running on, so that we avoid issues like this. We want to be able to parallelize them as much as possible. And again, the isolation from the host helps here, because it allows you to run more instances of tests without having to fear that they're fighting over the same resources that might be leaking in from the host. We want to make them easy to run, of course, like I said, for new contributors, and we also want to make them easy to write. So before I go further with the integration tests, I'll give a little overview of MakeOSI. MakeOSI is basically systemd's tool to hack on systemd. So because systemd is such a low-level user space project, you can't just build it from source and then run it, especially not if you're working on the init system itself, because you're very likely already running a systemd on your laptop, and if you can't simply replace it with another one. And even if you could, if you write a bug and it crashes systemd, then your laptop is suddenly unusable. So we need another solution, and specifically, we need to run it in a virtual machine, so that if something goes wrong and it crashes, we can simply kill the virtual machine and it's like nothing ever happened. And this is where we use MakeOSI. So we use it to build a Linux image that contains systemd compiled from source and installed into the image, along with all the other packages from your Linux distribution that you would need for development, which you can then boot in QEMU and do whatever testing you need, shut down the machine, and then you can submit your patch. So it does a few things, but the primary things it does is it simply runs your distribution's package manager to install whatever packages are needed, and then runs various tools to configure the image, most of them coming from systemd, but also a few from Linux itself. It builds an MFS if necessary, it generates a unified kernel image if you wanted to, and then it packages it all up, and then boots it in QEMU. And so we can generate a few different archives, but the most important ones are probably the disk images and the just a plain directory. So what does this look like? If you want to build an Arch Linux distribution image and install systemd and Linux, and then enable autologin, that's how you do it. And this will build that and then boot into it with QEMU. So you eventually end up in a root shell in a virtual machine with systemd installed. You don't need root privileges for any of this, which is another thing we want to do with the integration tests. Currently, you need root privileges. So if more files are written, they're owned by your root user in your home directory, which means that you run into weird issues when you try to delete files and stuff like that. So we want to try and do it all without needing root privileges. How do you configure MakeOSI? It's like a systemd project, so we do the usual unit file stuff. And you can conditionally include stuff with a match section. Say, only apply something to the Fedora distribution, for example. So we already use this for hacking on systemd, but we don't use this for the integration tests. So we use MakeOSI for manual testing, which is not exactly great. But the automated testing still runs outside of MakeOSI. So this is because the integration tests existed before MakeOSI was there. And the way this was implemented was they still wanted, of course, you could run in a virtual machine. But instead of assembling the virtual machine from distribution packages, the implementation decided to use the files from the host. So similarly to InterMFS generation tools like Dracut, which is where the approach came from, they pick various files from the host when building the integration test image, and then that becomes the image, and there in the image you run the test. The problem is that this is completely independent from MakeOSI, so we have two very different environments, one for hacking and then another for running the integration tests, which isn't great. Even if you manage to do a setup, do manual testing inside MakeOSI, you then have to somehow translate that to the existing integration test, which is very hard sometimes. We have a custom test runner using Make, so it's all implemented with Make and Bash and shell scripts. We don't really use any off-the-shelf tooling here, so it can get very nasty. The tests themselves, so this is one part that does work well. The tests themselves that run inside the image are implemented as systems. So what you get is start the image, and then we pull in a systemd unit, and that systemd unit executes the test. If the unit succeeds, then the test succeeded, and if then the test failed. Of course, all the test-specific dependencies have to be added to the image, so this ends up being like, I think it's like a 2,000 or 3,000 line bash file now, which is responsible for making sure all the dependencies get picked up from the host file system and then put into the image. So it's very complex, and I don't think anyone fully understands it. Any customization that you want to do to these test images also requires writing a lot of bash, which again is very hard, and for new contributors especially, to figure out how to do. As you can see, to run a test, roughly this is what you currently do. So as I said, the files get picked up from the host for the current images, but of course we do need the latest systemd build from source. So you build systemd from source on your host as well, and then what the 3000 line bash file does is it basically takes files from the host, takes files from the build directory, combines them, and you end up with this Franken image that contains God knows who what. Half systemd build from source, half from the host, and that's where the image runs in. And as you can imagine, figuring out what's going on in this environment can be rather complicated. What do we want to do instead? So we want to reuse as much of our existing tooling as possible. So one, MakeOSI, which we already use for the environment. And then the other part is systemd's build system, which is Meson, which already has targets, test targets, which will execute tests. This is primarily intended, or the, I guess the primary goal for this was actually unit tests for C or C++ projects, where the test macro in Meson simply executes a unit test. But there's nothing really specific about it that says it can only be used for unit tests, since all it does is really just run a command and check whether it returns a zero or a non-zero exit status. So it's perfectly possible to just have it running an integration test as well. So we wanted to make use of that, so that we can simply add a Meson suite that's specifically for the integration tests, and then running them is exactly the same as running a unit test. So you make things more similar, and it will generally, we hope, lower the barrier for running the integration tests for newcomers to systemd. We want to make sure that all the tests reuse the same image. So currently the image gets rebuilt quite often for individual tests, which makes the whole thing a lot slower. We want to get to a point where we can ideally reuse the same image, even the same one that we use for hacking, for the integration tests as well. So we can make use of caching and we avoid having to rebuild the image. And the customization, instead of writing a whole pile of bash, you can just reuse all the settings that MakeOSI provides to customize the image. And we hope that running an integration test would look roughly like this. So a proof of concept PR is already available on the systemd GitHub repo, where we more or less have it like this, so that an integration test can be executed simply by running Meson test, specifying the individual test if you want to run one, or specify the entire suite if you want to run all of them. Meson supports running tests in parallel, So we want to make use of that as well to be able to run multiple integration tests in parallel. Of course, since these tests are quite heavy because they spawn a virtual machine, we can't do as much parallelization as we would with unit tests, but we can probably still run more than one. So how do we run an integration test in a virtual machine with systemd? There are a few interesting things about running a test in a virtual machine that can make it interesting to get the results out. So for example, if Meson runs a unit test, then the process simply exits with its exit status, either zero or non-zero, where non-zero means that the integration test has failed. But if you're running an integration test in a virtual machine, when that unit integration test unit fails in the virtual machine, that doesn't mean that your virtual machine is suddenly going to exit with exactly the same exit status, and you're not able to use that without some effort to determine if the test failed or not. You need to somehow get the exit status of the test out of the virtual machine and to the host so that it can be interpreted by Meson. So the way we do this in systemd is by using what's called in the AFVSOC socket family. This is a socket family that like the TCP or the UDP sockets or the unit sockets, but this is specifically intended for inter-virtual machine communication. So you can assign a virtual machine an AFVSOC device, and it has a connection ID which identifies the virtual machine. And then you can bind to ports on that in the virtual machine, and you can connect to it from the host. So we use this by for passing data from the guest to the host. So systemd has this SD notify protocol, which you can it can send messages about its status over a socket. And we extended this with support for AFVSOC, so that we can send information about the virtual machine to the host if someone is listening. The most basic use case of this is to tell the host system when the machine has finished booting. So we send ready equals one then. But it turns out that we can also just simply send exit status equals whatever the exit status is. And that's how you can get an exit status out of the VM. So this is the exit status of systemd. So how do we make this exit status of systemd the exit status of our integration test? Well, we have two different unit settings for this. Success action equals exit, and failure action equals exit. And what these two settings tell is that when this unit exits, systemd should also exit, and specifically with the exit status of that service. So this gives us a way to pipe the exit status from the integration test to systemd, which then exits with the same. It sends it over VSOC to MakeOSI, which is listening. It reads the exit status, and MakeOSI then exits with that exit status. So you get this whole flow of data through to the host and to just be able to exit with the same exit status in MakeOSI. Of course, just getting the exit status isn't really sufficient. If you had to debug a test just by looking at its exit status, you'd have a pretty bad experience. So you also need the logs, ideally. So because we run on a serial console, anything the serial console is already displayed, so you get those automatically. But we also wanted a way to be able to get the systemd journal from the virtual machine, off the virtual machine, and to the host. Normally, you would just mount the disk image after the virtual machine has finished executing and get the journal out that way. But remember that we wanted to be able to support running these integration tests without needing root privileges. And if you don't have root privileges, then you can't mount any file system in Linux. So we can't mount the disk image anymore after the integration, after the virtual machine has shut down. So we need to get the logs out while the virtual machine is running. How do we do this? Well, again, with AFVSOC. In the next version of systemd, most likely, we're going to add another forwarding mode to systemd journaldy so that it can forward its logs over an AFVSOC socket. So again, you can have something listening on the host on AFVSOC, configure journaldy to send its logs over this AFVSOC, and then simply store them on the host instead of in the virtual machine itself, or do both, because having the logs in the virtual machine available as well can be useful for debugging. So to listen on the host, we have this little program, which is systemd journal remote, you can configure to listen on any address. This can also be for on Unix sockets or other stuff. And it will simply store the logs to the directory that you specify. So once it's done, you simply run journalkernel, you specify the directory that the logs were stored in, and you will get the logs of the virtual machine. You can access them, you can read them, you can debug what's going on. Or you can just simply store them in whatever CI system that you're running the tests in. Then, of course, we need to be able to debug any failing tests. So the test might be started. It started via the serial console. But when Meson is running a test, it doesn't give you like interactive access to the serial console. So we need to have a way to be able to get into the VM without needing the serial console. So the regular solution for this is SSH, of course. So we want to provide SSH access to the VM. But we don't want to tie this to the network of the VM. Because let's say we might be testing very specific networking access, network tests. This might involve multiple VMs, and they might need a very particular networking setup. And it doesn't mean that, or this network setup might not allow for access to the VM via SSH. So we want to use a different protocol. And again, we can just use AFVSOC for this. So this just merged. It will be in the next release of systemd. But when systemd is started with an AFVSOC device, it can now detect this during early boot via a new generator, and it will bind port 22 on the AFVSOC family to a socket unit, which will start SSHD when connected to. So this allows you to use SSHD with VSOC. So you can connect to the connection ID of the virtual machine on the host using SSH, and you will get an SSH session in the VM without needing to configure the network. To provision the your public key, we use systemd credentials, which can be provided using SMBIOS to the VM to provision your SSH public key into the VM in the correct location in .ssh/authorized keys. So that you don't need to do anything, like you don't need to enter a password or anything. You can just SSH, it will do the usual key cryptography and or key authentication, sorry. And you just get your root shell in the VM and you can debug whatever you want. To make this nice to use on the host, we can drop in an SSH config file that configures a proxy command for SSH. So we take ownership then of the Unix and the VSOC hostname prefixes. So you can do SSH VSOC slash the connection ID of the virtual machine to get an SSH session into that virtual machine. So this is what we're going to try and use to be able to debug the, any tests that are going wrong. That was all I had to say. I included a link to the project, you can go take a look. We want to use this for the integration test, but macOS is of course useful for a lot of other things as well. So if any need for building Linux images, please take a look. Always happy to add new features, or you can join the Matrix channel, which is linked in the README, and ask new questions, and I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you for listening.